What is up, guys and girls, and welcome to episode 20 of the FMZ show. I just wanted to say again, as usual, before we carry on with the show, please, if you do have the opportunity, do rate and review the show. It does help us get found. Please do rate and review if possible. We don't need to say five stars again, do we?
Yeah, we have to say every week.
We have to say that every week. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, five stars.
Just in case people forget.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want one star. I suppose, yeah. I suppose a one star five. Rating is still a rating, isn't it?
Yeah. Five is the magical number.
Five exactly. Is the only number. In fact, you can't give less than five.
It physically won't let you. You have to do five. If you don't do five, it doesn't count.
Yeah. It doesn't even save. It just acts like you haven't reviewed. So, yeah.
Unless it's out of 10, then you have to give 10.
Yeah,
I mean, it rounds up. So if you give us a one, it goes to five. So,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's basically what happens.
Just do five.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how everyone gets five-star ratings. Okay, so so before we move on to our saves, we did want to give a massive shout-out to the FMC team in general, or FMC / Multitude Games, as our sister community, which is basically general gaming rather than just Football Manager. There's a number of guys from the community who are doing a NHS 24-hour live stream. Yeah, so they've played a number of games. I popped in earlier and I saw them playing the delivery game, the totally reliable delivery service, which is quite a funny game. And anyone know what time they're playing till?
I think we've got about 4 hours to go, I think.
Yeah, I think it's 12 o'clock, I think they're stopping.
Yeah, so 12 o'clock UK time.
So they've done 20 hours. That's pretty impressive. And all proceeds and donations that they're getting are going to the NHS to help out with the COVID-19 thing. They've done really well. I think they've got, like, I'm not sure what the goal is, but last time I popped in, it was a little under £700 they had done.
That's amazing,
that is, fair play.
It is. By the time this goes out, it'll probably be over, but we did want to give them a little shout-out.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's still time to donate as well, so even if you're all listening to this after the fact, I'm sure in the Discord there's a link you can sort of donate to afterwards if you want to do your little bit for what's going on.
Sure the link, yeah, exactly. I'm sure the link on his channel will still be there and active to go. I mean, it's always a worthy thing. I mean, yeah. Even I donated, and I'm in New Zealand. You know,
yeah.
I put some money in as well earlier on. Yeah,
every little bit helps.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's talk about our saves. Parkera, have we done any saves?
are we any further?
Well,
from,
hang on. If you ask if I've done any saves, yes,
any FM saves.
FM saves.
You said you were close to starting it.
You mean Farm Manager saves?
You said you last week you were close to starting it up. Did you get any closer to starting it up?
No, I didn't get close.
Did your mouse hover over the icon at all?
It went nowhere near the icon.
It reminds me of that scene on Lost Boys. Have you seen the Lost Boys? Where the granddad gets in the car and he's like, come on, we're going to town. And he starts the car up and he pulls forward like about an inch and then turns the car off and they're like, I thought we were going into town. He's like, this is as far to town as I like to go.
Maybe next week we'll get a little bit closer. That little bit, edge it week on week.
We'll keep trying.
I can't wait. These are very exciting updates. This is the most exciting part of the podcast for me, is seeing how close Pocera gets to opening up Football Manager 20.
I reckon he'll get to the main menu pretty soon.
If I get to the main menu, I'll record it. How's that?
Yeah, do that.
Do a series. Just record an episode of you just opening up and getting to the main menu. I'd get a million likes on it, easy.
Yeah, we'll keep us in suspense. Could be like, but who was you going to choose?
Yeah.
Was you going to load a game? Was you going to join a game?
Is he going to the settings? Who knows?
Yeah.
Nope, he's going to quit.
Yeah.
Series over.
Yeah, so Super Swan, how is your save going?
Still in Holland, still with PSV. We are. I got checked. I always forget like where we are when I'm live because I record a lot of episodes in advance. So I've always got to check which episode's gone out last. So, right, it's the PSG one. So, yeah, so we were season two. We got to Champions League. We got to a group of death with PSG, AC Milan, and Bayer Leverkusen. So it wasn't the most easiest of groups to be drawn in. But we got down to the final game against PSG, who had already qualified. We needed to beat them and for AC Milan to do us a favour and beat Bayer Leverkusen. And the stars aligned. And we managed to get through to the first knockout round, which is one step closer than we did last year. So we're making slow progress in the Champions League.
Has it been drawn yet? The next
I believe it has. I can't remember because I'm like five episodes ahead. Yeah. You'll have to watch it to find out who we go up against. I'll keep you all in suspense on that one. And Eredivisie, we're a little bit behind Ajax. We had a bit of a poor start. We drew a few games at the beginning. So our title defence has not gone the best of times at the moment. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we can bring that back around. So yeah, we're doing all right. Doing good. Hopefully, by the end of the season, we've got quite far in the Champions League. I'll be happy with the first knockout round. And if we can defend the title as well, I'll be even happier.
Awesome sauce.
You would have qualified second from your group, right? So you would have gone through and be facing a group stage winner, eh?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough draw.
Yeah, so it's not going to be an easy run. Yeah.
So I think whoever we get is going to be tricky. But if we could beat PSG, I fancy our chances against anyone.
Cool. So yeah, I'm obviously still doing my beginner to winner save. We are back in England with Gateshead. We finally got out of Finland with Kukkonen. Oh, wow. We didn't even finish the first season with Kukkonen. We had a bit of a bad run of form near the end of the season, and Super Swan was there. He can vouch for me.
I believe the term I used was he rage quit.
No. I calmly said to the chairman, I'm afraid I don't think I can do this job anymore. I think I've taken them as far as I can with the financial restraints you've put on me, and the team are not very good. And so I, with great sadness, look to hand in my notice.
Oh, there were a few extra swear words in there as well.
Yeah, maybe a few. Yeah, and then I just... I went jobless for a few weeks and finally got a job at Gateshead, which is quite good because that's one of my FM teams that I usually start a save with, like a personal save, an offline save. And luckily they've got an half decent team. They've not got much money, but for the saves that I've been doing, the teams I've been doing recently, you know, I'm used to that.
I was going to say, you should be used to that by now with the teams you've been at.
Yeah, exactly. The only downside is...
What league are they in your save? They're
in the Vanarama North, I think.
Okay.
I've only just taken over them, so I don't know too much about them. But I do know that there's one player, and I can't even remember his name now, that I fell in love with instantly because he seemed to be scoring goals. And then it turned out that he came from Sunderland, which hurt, which was like a kick in the stomach.
You got to embrace the hate. You got to sever any previous ties you might have and learn to love your team for who they are.
There is that, and then we also Super Swan again pointed out that Sunderland's name was in purple, which meant that they are my parent club, which was also something I didn't really take kindly to, and I instantly cut ties to that.
See, again, I think you should have just, you know, abused their players. Because you think of it, right? You could take all their best youngsters. You could play them in your team to make them better. And everybody wins.
Yeah, but no one wins because I'm then making their youngsters better. And then they go back to Sunderland and make Sunderland better.
But then you can get promoted and you can get a better job down the line. Yeah. And then you can crush them later.
You might get lucky and they might come back the following season for you.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I'm good. You know what I'm like? What am I like with my Newcastle save, which I'm moving on to now with Michael Owen? When I hate someone on Football Manager, there is no coming back.
See, you go with your heart over your head.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Did you get your other coaching badge before you moved on to...
Yeah, I've got my... The second C badge. Is it national? No, not national. What is it?
Continental.
Is it Continental C?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got that. So I'm on my way.
So you're almost overqualified for Gateshead, aren't you? Really?
Well, yeah, they're one star and I'm two. I think I'm two and a bit. But they won't give me another badge because they're skint. So
yeah.
hopefully we can earn a little bit of money there and get them promoted. It's not doing too bad. Also, I did want to give a quick mention to my second save that I've started on my YouTube channel. It's only going to be a mini series, and it's going to be released at 3 o'clock every Saturday, only, because I don't want it to be a long drawn out save. The idea is just to get Newcastle basically to
winning,
to be better than they actually were in real life. Yeah, I've kept a core. It's the era after Shearer, so it's the season after Shearer retired. It's in on the 0607 Mad Scientist database, which is absolutely fucking awesome. And
you should have called your series that.
The manager after Shearer.
I should have. Yeah, it's the era after Shearer. Yeah.
Yeah, you should have called your series that. That'd have been a good name for a series.
What?
Era after Shearer.
It is. It's called Talk of the Tyne, the era after
Shearer. No, it's called Talk of the Tyne, not the era
after
Shearer. No, the era after Shearer is the subheading.
I think you should promote it to the main heading.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. So it is in there. Yeah, it's called the Talk of the Tyne, the era after Shearer. And I've done that because it came out and I was like, hang on, that's the season after Shearer retired. So that'd be a good one. And we did have an entourage of decent youngsters as well back then.
That young Michael Owen.
Who?
That young Michael Owen.
I don't know who that player is. So we've
that
got,
name does not exist in his brain anymore.
No, but we've got Scott Parker. We've got James Milner.
Have we got what's his name? John Alan Boom Song in your team?
Yes. Was I that think a I bit have, too... Yeah, but he's not very good, and I don't play.
That's why I asked. Yeah. That's why I asked.
We are having we do have to bulk the defense up because the defense is pretty shocking, to be fair. The only player of we've got from we got from the original Newcastle team who I wanted to keep was Stephen Taylor because he's obviously a legend.
It's we quite have funny because that guy is like plays for the Wellington Phoenix over here in New Zealand now.
I think he's retired now, isn't he?
No, he's our captain.
Is that a U Sport?
Wellington Phoenix, yeah. It's New Zealand professional team. This is his second season for us, and he's.
I knew he went over there. I thought he only played one season.
No. He's played a couple. We're in our second season. Well,
there you go.
We
so Parker agrees. He's absolutely sick.
He's a beast.
He is a beast, so I wanted to keep him. So we've got the core group of youngsters that we want to keep hold of. And we're going to build around them. So we've brought in a couple of players. We've brought in Neymar, but he can't come to us till like 4 years or something because of work permits. So he will be coming to us when we've paid for him. It's like under 500k. So I was like, yes, I don't see why not. Yes. We've brought in Eden Hazard, who also is a youngster who's joined us in January. We've brought in Wesley Schneider, who already started playing for us. We brought back Ryan Taylor over the wall. Ryan Taylor as our left back, right back, sorry. So we are building the team, and it's going to probably take a couple of seasons, but I don't want it to be too many seasons. It is a mini series, and the aim is to win the Champions League, basically. So get us to win the Premier League and the Champions League, and then it'll pretty much be over. So yeah, that's my new save.
All he knows, Joe Linton, and the team will be complete.
I'd rather play Michael Owen. No, I'm only messing. I would actually rather have Joe Linton, to be fair. But we do have Obafemi Martins as well. That was the one I left out. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. So we've got Michael Owen sort of... We've put him on the transfer list, and we've left him in the team because I want him to, be like, oh, yeah, I could get in the team this week, and then he finds out he can't. I'm not going to play him. So... I've left him hanging in the sort of limbo of not in the first team or the subs bench, but not in the reserves. So that's where we've left him. And then we've also got Andy Carroll and Shola Amiobi, who get more game time than Michael Owen, which is awesome. Self-sabotage.
Geordie legends. Yeah, I was going to say, this is a very harsh treatment of Michael Owen, I feel.
Well, I feel like Michael Owen's got a 20 finishing on it, right? Which is brilliant. But together, Amiobi and Andy Carroll have about 18 finishing.
Yeah, but this is it, City, right?
20 is still more than 18.
This is it. The main problem you have is that his name is Michael Owen. If his name was any other name...
You know what you do?
No, that's not true. That's not true. If it's not about his name, I think he's got quite a nice name. It's his fucking attitude that stinks.
Just rename him. Give him a nickname. Not Michael Owen.
Yeah, there we are.
He still has
Alan
the same
Shearer
attitude.
2.0.
Plus, it makes for good sort of content to sort of just keep bullying him.
Next time you tweet one out, I'm gonna retweet it and tag Michael Owen.
Do it. I'm more than happy to say what I say to his face. At the end of the day, he's a loyalty. He's missing loyalty to the teams that have put dinner and food and stuff on his table for the last 20 years. The two biggest clubs that he's played for, well, not the two biggest clubs, but the two English clubs he's played for, the main two, Liverpool and Newcastle, got massive loyal fan bases, and they all hate him. And he's from Liverpool. That says it all. They love their own in Liverpool. So that says it all to me.
He was my childhood hero, and then he went to Man United, and then that was kind of it for me.
Yeah, see, he screws everyone over, even you.
Yeah, yeah, even I gotta say, as much as I say all this, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to slag him off on this podcast, just in case he listens. If you are listening, Michael Owen, please
listen to the podcast, Michael Owen, then I'll like you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And I might let you play.
I'll say he was my childhood hero. The key word there being was.
Yeah. See, we've all got our gripes with Michael Owen. He's just that sort of person. And the worst thing about it is it was almost all forgotten. Like, it was a bit niggling in the back of my head about, you know, the whole, you know, stealing a living, playing 2 out of 4 seasons and getting paid £120,000 to warm our bench a week. That was almost gone in the back of my mind. And then all of a sudden he released his boring ass book that he couldn't think of a way to sell. So he started attacking our local hero, Alan Shearer. Like, what the hell was you thinking?
Yeah, you don't really go for like the Alan Shearer if you're trying to get that Newcastle, because that is just a massive L right there.
Yeah, well,
you're
the worst thing is Shearer.
You're dead before you start if you do.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of mentality he's got. And the worst thing is that Alan Shearer pretty much didn't have any idea that it was going to happen. Like, obviously, he'd had fallen down on that, but players and managers do that all the time.
Yep.
I mean, he didn't realise that in his book he was going to be personally attacked. So he come out and he's like, hang on a minute. So, yeah, he's just got a habit of going about the things the wrong way. And I think that's the issue.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have such wise words as the team that scores the most goals usually win.
That's also something that he's awesome at. Commentating. Like, people just love to hate Michael Owen. And unfortunately, I did it before it was cool. Right, okay, that's it for our saves then, I think. Main topic, I'm going to let Parkera tell us what it is.
The main topic, right. So, any tips or tricks to refresh or update your FM content, especially
it's
around
definitely
this time
work
of year?
Because Parkera is currently doing it now.
Yep, I'm refreshing it with other games.
He's putting all these tips to good use, but just not with Football Manager.
Yeah,
because, I mean, around usually March, I guess, or just after, around about the last kind of major patch, you know, things start to die down in terms of views and football for some people, you know. So I guess, you know, why not just see what your ideas are, suggestions, or some of your tips and tricks that you may have to kind of refresh the content and the stuff that you do out there.
I'll go first then, because I was going to say, like last year, for example, FM19, I know my journeyman finished around about March or April. So I was going through the same thought in my head about, you know, what series do I bring out? Do I wait for FM20? Do I do a short-term save? And I think one of my top tips is try and use other databases. So it links in well with what we discussed a couple of weeks back or last week with Mad Scientist's database, because that's a very good example of where it's the same game, but if you use a custom database, it gives a whole new meaning and a whole new sort of lick of paint over FM. And for some people, like me especially last year, it sort of reinvented the game for me, because it was, you know, all new players, well, old players, I should say, but, you know, it's a different teams and teams are not where they should be, and you've got to sign potentials. And I think, you know, by mixing that up, it gives a whole new meaning, I think, to the game, and it definitely freshens things up a bit, I would say.
Yeah. I don't personally do this, and I was saying to you guys before the show, because I didn't quite understand where this was going. But basically, I only do saves if they interest me. Like, so I started my journeyman save because I love, obviously, every FM I do a journeyman save, and that sort of gets me through to, like you said, the time of the year, sort of March, April, where it starts to get a bit stale. And what you said is exactly right, because basically I started my new save because the new database came out. I wasn't waiting for the database to come out to start my save. It was when it came out that I realised the reasons I wanted to start it. And that's why I've done it. Otherwise, I probably would have just done one all season. So I don't tend to... I don't want to say I don't freshen my stuff up, but I don't really. I don't, you know, and because I don't pay too much attention to the numbers, I don't feel the need to freshen it up. If I'm enjoying the save, I will still just carry it on, whether people are watching or not. And when I stop enjoying it, I'll just stop playing it. So that's the beauty of a journeyman. Obviously, it's brilliant to get all the way to the end of a journeyman, but I think it takes a lot of time and dedication to do that, especially if you're playing from like proper lowly leagues, like I don't know, or any long-term save for that matter, not even just journeyman's, like, but if you're doing a lower league manager save, I think sometimes that can be a bit harder to carry on all the way through because you're with the same club. Whereas if you're, at least if you're in a journeyman, you can sort of, you're sort of changing clubs constantly. So you get a fresh feel for each club. So it's like a new save every couple of seasons, if you like. But yeah, I personally don't look to refresh my content. Not because I don't want it to be refreshed, just because I don't really think that far ahead, to be honest. I enjoy what I do, and then if I don't enjoy it, I'm just like looking for something else. But I don't necessarily have plans to what I'm going to be doing next, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I think everyone's a bit different, aren't they? I think, like you say, some people like to have one save they play throughout. Some people get to the end of one and then start another. And I think, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. It's how you enjoy the game. And that's the beauty of it, is that, you know, you can mix things up. So like I was saying about the databases, if you didn't want to play vanilla, you can download an 0304 or a 0607 database from Mad Scientist, or you can have a different skin and stuff. So I think that's pretty awesome. I think that's why it's Football Manager is such a really good game, is that you can mix things up or keep it the same. Doesn't really make much difference as long as you enjoy it. That's all good.
That's the thing. And I mean, I, for the first time, I actually put plans in place for this, for FM20. Like, I was pretty much the same, like you guys said, for FM19. I just had the Clyde save and it just went on. And then I ended up at about, I think I ended it around August, so there would be a bit of a gap, you know, between the FM19 and 20 sort of deal. It was only really for this FM20 I thought, oh, you know what, I'll put a plan down and just see, you know. I was going to have two kind of main saves going, one which was the Lancashire lad, kicking off with the full release and going to probably February, March. And then I think going, I had planned like 2 days a week or something, whatever it was with that. And then introducing a second series, which was going to be the Puppet Manager, which was going to be like a director of football journeyman. That was one of the options. And also I was going to look and hope, going into the same thing you guys said about a database, usually around February, there's a good solid lower league, but New Zealand database or Oceania database that I can incorporate, which means it allows me to like play my teams in New Zealand. And that's another option I was looking at to kind of take over as the main save in around this time, say, and then maybe keep the Lancashire lad going, but of course only once a week, or slowly just drop it off depending. And then I was going to kind of mix that up in between with some FM experiments, some tactical reviews perhaps, or, you know, some more FM predicts like I did in the beta. That's what I had planned anyway.
Yeah, that's really interesting, those two save ideas you said about the director of football one's a big one, I think, that you don't – I personally, anyway, don't see that many of – director of footballs. I think I've seen one that Loki Doki did I think it was last year with Accrington Stanley. I think that was the first time I'd ever seen one of those. And I thought, oh, that's a really good idea because it takes almost the transfer side out of it. And you're relying on the game to give you the players to succeed.
Exactly.
And again, with the New Zealand one you were mentioning there, it's a unique database because, again, you're not going to, I would see, say, many people do a lower league sort of Oceania database. So I think it goes back to trying and making your content as unique as you can, because, you know, when you get to this sort of time, everyone's done journeymans, everyone's done one club saves, you know, 'cause they're going to start those at the beginning of the year. So I often find it's around this time you kind of see those wacky saves and those things that you wouldn't have normally seen when November, December, when the game come out. So I think those two are really good ideas, like the director of football and the sort of the custom databases one. So I think, yeah, those are two pretty awesome ideas.
They are, yeah. Going into FM, say, 21, I'm not making call on that either, you know. But I also think like maybe because FM was released so late, was it 20th of November or something like
that? Yeah, it was a lot later this year, wasn't it?
Full release. I think maybe the downturn, I guess, that you traditionally get around March, maybe for some isn't quite there yet because of, you know, the extension. Of course, and I guess going through what we're going through at the moment, there's going to be more eyes on content because, well, there's nothing else to do sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
So for some, it might not become an issue this year. But, yeah, I just for the first time I planned it all out. Maybe next time I won't plan it again and it'll be a different scenario.
Yeah, because I think we're on the discussion of like planning and stuff. I don't necessarily long-term plan, but what I will do is when I kind of sense my series coming to an end, like with my journeyman, if I know I'm at a big club, but I know that the Champions League win's going to be, you know, we're talking a couple of seasons, that'll be when I get my head together going, right, well, what is it? How long have we got left of this game? How long do I want a series to last? Because there's no point me starting like a League 10 or Level 10 English save in March because I know that's going to take me a year to do. So it's all about planning. So I guess I short-term plan, but I kind of try and plan as best I can of when I want the series to last for. Because going back to last year, I think my journeyman ended about March, April. So I was thinking, right, I've got a good 6 months here before FM20 comes out. So then I went on to the 03-04 Mad Scientist database, which luckily enough lasted me up to a month before FM20 came out. And again, I was left with the same questions then. It's like, right, I've got a month to go before FM20 comes out. What do I do? And I think that's when I did a really wacky sort of FM creators save where I created a custom team, put a load of content creators in there, tagged them all in, and I played for two seasons, winning everything in France as a joke and a laugh for 2 years because I knew that save was only going to last me a month maximum. So, like I say, I don't necessarily long-term plan, but I think when I know things are starting to move or I know a series is coming to an end, I think that's when I try and think of stuff really to fill the gaps, per se.
Well, that's what I've done with my... you've seen the map, haven't you, Swan, that I've done? I've got this, like, world map. And ideally, it's not just for this journeyman, but I want to fill that map over the next, I don't know, two or three editions of Football Manager. And I want to manage in every country available on Football Manager. When I'm done that, I'll have a pretty map that's coloured with the team colours in each country and the badge. And I thought that'd be quite a nice little thing to keep after. But so that's what's sort of getting me going, spurring me on and keeping me, you know, sort of pushing. But obviously, it could take 5 years. Do you know what I mean? It could take five, like, editions of FM because, obviously, getting in every country is going to be tough. Sometimes they just won't give you a job in that country. So it might be the case where I'll have to start in that country just so I can tick that country off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then, see, that's a good save idea on its own, really. So say FM21, FM22, whatever... You would start a save going, right, these are the countries I've managed in. These are the countries I haven't managed in. I'm only allowed, as a rule of this save, to manage in countries I haven't been in. So that it freshens things up a bit and you go to teams you haven't been to before. So even like just throwing ideas against the wall, you can come up with things to sort of freshen things up and keep things unique. So, like I say, even just talking now, we've probably discussed about 3, 4, 5 different save ideas just by just generally talking about it. So yeah, it's sometimes even the small things that make the big difference, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small niche community, and there is only so much you can do with the game. In general, it's a game about football, which is two teams of 11 players playing against each other. The storylines you put into it and all that are the things that you've got to make unique. The likes of Bood FM, he's brilliant for his stories and that.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, actually.
Yeah. One of the top, if not the top, guys for doing that.
Yeah,
because that hasn't been a thing, really, I would say, because FM17, FM18, you didn't really see it. Well, FM18, I would say you started to see it. So it's only within the last few games that that kind of FM content has gone out there. Because
I think,
of the likes of Bood,
I think what he's done, he's
revolutionized.
It's not a new thing, really. So the first person I saw do that was Loki Doki in a different way. So Loki Doki started off doing his streams, didn't he? And he would do YouTube, sorry. And he would look for the houses and, you know, make a little story as he went. He'd find a house and he'd show you his house and he'd be recording from his house that he's bought.
Yeah.
And, you know, what car he's going to get, how he's going to get to work and all that. So he started the little tiny bit of storytelling, but it sort of unraveled throughout the series. And I'm not sure how much planning went into it. I think it was just sort of like he did stuff on the game and then he worked out how he was going to, you know, put it together. Whereas I think Bood literally writes the full story and the backstory behind everything and then tells the story.
Bood's a totally different level and it's fantastic.
I know one of his one of the guys he really, really appreciates is Loki Doki. They're really good friends as well. So I think he's probably taken that idea and made it his own. And that's what I'm trying to get at, really. There's only so much you can do, but there's nothing stopping you taking something you've seen and making it your own.
No, because no one owns no one owns anything in the FM community. It's just ideas.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it comes down to that. I think, you know, that, like I said, there's only so much you can do. So you've got to be very you've got to really think about it, really. And you've got to sort of take things that have already been done, because everything's pretty much been done in some way or another, and just sort of make it tailored and unique to you. So there's nothing saying, oh, Bood does stories, so I can't do stories. You can do stories. You just need to be imaginative enough to create your own backstory and do your own story.
Run in the effort with that.
Yeah, and I think also with that sort of an example, you can't do stories trying to be Bood either.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You've
so make
do
it
stories,
your own. And
you've got to be you. You have to be you about it and your style. It might not be the same, but it's still going to be your style. And that's going to be more appreciative by some people than, a blatant copy, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, you know, so that's what I look at it. And I sort of say, you know, Bood has looked up to Loki Doki. Loki Doki does his thing. Bood's seen what Loki Doki does and made that his own thing. Yeah, so he's not copied, but he's taken an idea that there can be a story behind the save. Do you know what I mean? Like, he can create a story and a narrative behind that save rather than, you know, just play the game out as it goes. So I'm not saying he's copied Loki Doki in any way, shape or form. I'm just saying that that seed was planted via something similar to what Loki Doki does, where he starts a story and it unravels throughout the series. Bood has taken it and gone, oh yeah, the story can, you know, can be created. And he's made it so it's like almost like a book or something, if you like. So he literally has it all all mapped out. He tells a story previous, and then he follows that narrative throughout the game. So it is completely his own idea. I'm not saying he's copied it from anyone or anything.
Oh, no.
But I'm saying the seed has come from somewhere. Do you know what I mean? And it's not...
Yeah, the seed has come from somewhere.
Yeah, and it's not an original...
They are totally different. Because, Buddha's put so much effort into his videos, the stories. And I remember when I first came across them, it was the first time I'd ever seen a, like, almost an in-universe story built up as to why these players have been at these clubs. And I think, like, I agree with what you're saying about having the seed being planted, but I think that Boots taking that idea, ran with it wholeheartedly.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
created 100%. Something absolutely unique at the time to produce that story. So, like I say, I think, and it does take a lot of effort to come up with a story, do the graphics, sort the database out, you know. So it's not just a case of, you know, you're going through a character in a series. You're almost creating a, and I think he called it himself, like an in-universe of what he does.
Well, he's he's kind of the Marvel of Football Manager, isn't
he? 100%, yeah. Like,
and he does these sort of small series each year, and he kind of merges them at points as well. Like,
I think that's the best part of it. It's short videos as well. They're not long series. They're only like 3, 4, 5 episodes long, and sometimes like you get more out of a short series than you do a long series. And like you mentioned there, with them crossing over and seeing how things get on, does it turn out slightly differently depending on what you add to that universe? And it's such a unique spin on an idea that might have been planted a long time ago with Loki portraying a character, and it's unraveled into this spectacle of a series that Boo puts together. And and it links back to what we were saying at the start there, is that, you know, you can take an idea, put your own spin on it, and it turns into something so unique, and it just, you know, it's completely different and freshens up your series, really.
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, he's, and by doing it that way, he's refreshed his content big time, you know, the Bootyverse as it is, you know. Fantastic. I think it's a prime example of just what you can achieve, what you can do with the game. And yes, it's got its limitations, but my goodness gracious me, just this amazing story amazes me just how great he is doing what he does with those.
And to be honest, the possibilities are endless, I would say. It's only, you're only limited by your own creative direction. Do you know what I mean? So there might be things out there that we've never even thought of. And someone might come along one day and go, oh, I'm going to do this idea. Then everyone's like, oh my God, what an amazing idea. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure that somebody somewhere a long time ago decided, oh, I'm going to upload a Football Manager series and jump between clubs. Let's call it the Journeyman. You know, and all of a sudden, everyone's doing Journeyman saves. Do you know what I mean? So it takes that one creative spark to lodge a whole different type of series. And like I say, I think you're only limited by people's creativity, and you'd be surprised how creative people are in this community to put things together, not just, you know, us three here, but the wider community that can come up with some crazy things, like Mad Scientist, you know, putting together these absolutely mental database that he put so much work into.
And that's what I'm saying as well. So he obviously wasn't the first database editor. You know, there's been database editors for ages, but he is the first one that's jumped on the niche that actually people have that nostalgic feeling. And if they can make these databases for Oceania and, you know, these add-ons for level 10s, why can't I make them for old seasons? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's, again, the seed's been planted, but he's made that his own thing. Like, and now he's become, you know, people love him. People love the databases. You know, the fact that they can go back to their childhood and play with their childhood heroes and all that. It just goes back to, you know, it only takes a seed to be planted to get that idea, and then you can change that idea to make it into your whole own persona, if you like, and that can then, you know, define what you do.
So if you have any ideas, run with it, I would say. Just absolutely go with it. If it's unique, throw it out there and see what happens. Do you know what I mean? Because the more creativity we get in this community, the better it works out for everybody, really. And it just gives more things for people to watch, which, like Parker was saying, you know, with these times, everybody's eyes are on FM at the moment. So throw something out there, see what happens.
I mean, another, like an example, a perfect example was Old Lady Plays, her latest series, The Journeyman, but she's doing it in the language. So she changes the language to whatever. So she's currently in Holland. I think it's Excelsior. And so everything in the game, the language is Dutch.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So she, I mean, she's good with languages and things. So she's been playing the game and having to read and understand the language of, you know, I absolutely fascinated by it because I just, it's a brilliant series. And again, it's like you said, it's an idea. It's like thinking out the box or just running with an idea. And, you know, who would, I wouldn't have dared attempt it.
I wouldn't be.
But no, I just say
it's a fantastic concept.
Exactly. I can barely speak English.
Somebody else does it next year.
And it's such a unique idea, it's such a unique idea that makes you wonder, why didn't I think of that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know. That is as basic as it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, these ideas that people come up with sometimes, they're just so basic that you just look over them. You don't think, I'll do that. You just look at it and go, yeah, but who's going to, you know, it's like you said, if you have an idea, run with it. See how it goes, because it might be the next big thing.
I'm gonna say if you haven't checked it out, go and check it out.
I've been watching it as well. It's absolutely fantastic, and she's doing the skits and everything as well. And it's a good series to watch.
Her trying to figure out the wordage, you know, and trying to translate it in her own mind and understand it. And as each episode's gone along, you can tell she's slowly getting the hang of, you know, the language, and she's pretty adept at other languages.
Yeah,
you know.
I was going to say she's good with languages anyway. She speaks really quite good. A lot of languages.
I didn't know that until I started watching the series anyway, especially the introduction series. But you can see it's just like, you know, how she's trying to word things and pick it up, and just it's absolutely brilliant. And like you said, a simple idea that a lot of people have probably brushed over the thought of doing it, but it's out there. And I'm hooked with the series. I absolutely love it. I just love watching how she's doing it all. I remember she did a press conference.
I see that one. Yeah, that was good.
Is play to her strengths, isn't it? So that's the bottom line. Play to your strengths, be creative, and, you know, just, you know, go with an idea that you come up with. If it flops, it flops. You go back to drawing board and start again. If it doesn't, you never know. It could be the thing that makes your save.
As long as you're enjoying it as well, isn't it? As long as you're enjoying it. Because, you know, ultimately we all make content, and if we don't enjoy it, we don't make it. Simple as. So just enjoy what you're doing, throw it out there, see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's time for the quiz, which Swan is leading. 7-5-2.
Jesus.
I have to listen back to these podcasts to see if you're making these numbers up.
I've got them written down. I change the number every time. So you're winning 7-5-2.
I believe you. But I do have the quiz for this week.
Yeah, you've got the quiz this week, because you won last week.
I did win last week.
Yes. That was an amazing quiz.
That's the thing. This is why you can't go too far ahead, because every time you win, you have to do the quiz, and then when you do the quiz, I'm against Park Era, who seems to only want to win once a month.
Once a month.
Well, when he does win, it's absolutely glorious.
Oh yes, definitely. So tell us what is the quiz about.
So the quiz I've got for us lined up this week is, obviously, with what's going on in the world, it's kind of the first time we've ever had a sort of, you know, a lockdown and games not being played. So my quiz has been sort of geared towards a lot of the firsts, and we're aiming at the firsts in the Premier League. So I've got 8 questions lined up with 2 tiebreakers should we need them. And what I'm going to do is, the way I normally do it is, I've got a question for both of you. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, I'll offer out to the other person who can get a point on the board if they get that right. So are we both clear, and are we ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Park Hero, you sounded confident, mate. I've got confidence in you.
I've got this. Watch out. Here I come.
I've got confidence in sunshine.
So Cena's Park Era's got 2 points on the overall leaderboard. I'm going to start with Park Era with the first question. And my question is going to be, who won the first ever FA Premier League?
Manchester United.
That is the correct answer. So you have 1 point on the board.
This is over. Woohoo!
There we are. John, you've won. Get a number three on the board. We're on to a winner. So Kylex plays your first question. Who scored the first ever Premiership goal?
I feel like I should know this and I just can't think. No idea.
Park Era, do you want to jump in with an answer?
I can't remember the name, but he played for Sheffield. Oh, shit. Hang on. I'm pretty sure it was there. Was it a Wednesday or United? They played for one of the Sheffield clubs. I'm pretty sure. I can't remember his name. Pass.
So the correct answer was Brian Dean.
That's the Fijoas.
So 1-0 to Park Era.
Can I just say, he's my something. He's a staff member at my club in my journeyman.
Well, you should have known what the right answer was then.
I should have, shouldn't I? It doesn't have it on his history.
No. So, right. So this is the question number three. So because it's Park Era's second question. Who scored the first ever Premiership hat-trick?
Who scored the first ever Premiership hat-trick? Bloody hell. What's this, 90... way back in 92? Oh, fudge.
Come on, Park Era.
Premiership hat-trick. Oh, fuck, crying out loud. I don't think. Do I have any brain cells left that go back that far? I'll just put out... Oh, gee, I know it's going to be wrong. Henri.
How late do you think the Premier League was?
Huh?
Henri played in the Premiership... ages after the Premier League started.
Yeah, I know. I knew it as soon as I said it. It was just like...
Wasn't it Eric Cantona?
It was Eric Cantona.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do you know what? I've got that in a pub quiz before.
I was going to say, you park here, you'd be kicking yourself if you don't get it.
Yeah, I am kicking myself.
So it is 1-1, and it's Kyle X's question. Who scored the first ever live televised Premiership goal?
Oh, God. Televised. No idea.
Park Era, do you want to jump in and answer the question?
First live televised goal.
Yeah.
Mark Hughes.
Is the incorrect answer. The right answer was Teddy Sheringham.
Oh, cheeky.
Really the first ever live Premiership goal. So Park Era. Your question is going to be, I think you'll get this one.
Uh-huh.
Who was the first goalkeeper to score a Premiership goal?
First goalkeeper?
Yes.
I'm just going to go with Schmeichel.
Is the right answer. So it is 2-1 to Park Era.
I knew that one as well.
Who was the first Brazilian to play in the Premiership?
Is this me again? It's me, my turn, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Draw on a blank. His name. It's for Newcastle, wasn't it?
I'm not saying who he plays for. That's giving it away.
I can't think of his name, though. No. Morandinho? Something like that?
is the incorrect answer. Oh, close, come on. But no cigar. Park Era, do you want to have a go at the question? First Brazilian to play in the Premiership.
The only one I can think of is Janinho.
Is the incorrect answer. Yeah. Both of those were one of the first, but the actual first was a player called Marquez Azias. I-S-A-I-A-S. Marquez Azias was the first Brazilian to play in the Premiership.
Oh, I just went with my Newcastle knowledge. I couldn't think of his name.
To be fair, Juninho and Mirandinha were quite close. I think it was third and fourth, or second and third. Yeah. But Marquez Azias was the first player. So I've got two more questions to go. Park Era, who was the first player to reach 100 Premiership goals?
100 Premiership goals? Well, the only it's got to be Shearer. Surely.
God's sake.
Is the correct answer?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like these questions are going the wrong way around, you know.
I mean, he scored like so many.
I feel like I'm being FM'd right now.
In a random order. You need to refresh the adjudicators watching.
So he's 3-1 got Schmeichel, Shearer, and all them. Oh, okay.
How do you know you're going to get an easy question next? I don't think that was an easy question. But anyway,
it is for me.
Well, it would be. I would be surprised if you didn't get it. So yeah. your fourth question, I believe this is who was the first player to score 4 goals in a Premiership game?
Who was it?
That's the question I'm asking you.
No, I don't know. I feel like I do know, but I don't.
Park Era, do you want to have a go?
Score 4 goals in 1 game for the Premier League.
Yes, first player to score 4 goals in a Premiership game.
Andy Cole?
Is the incorrect answer. The answer was Efan Ikoku.
Oh, played for Wimbledon, didn't he?
He did indeed.
No.
So I got 2 more questions, so I might as well throw them out there because with Parker is winning 3-1, so we might as well. So Kylex plays. No, who's it? Parker's go, isn't it? So who won the first Premiership Goal of the Season award?
First Goal of the Season award?
Yes.
I'm just going to go with Cantona because he was just a beast.
Is the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Kylex plays. Do you want to jump in with an answer?
No. No idea.
The correct answer was Dalian Atkinson. The other contenders were Matt Letizia, Rod Wallace, and Eric Cantona were in for the run-in. It was Dalian Atkinson who won the award.
Aston Villa he played for, wasn't it? Didn't he die recently? A couple of years ago.
I'm not too sure. I'm going to go with I don't know on that one. Okay. That's not part of the quiz.
You don't get that point then.
Well, I'm not in the point, so don't bother me. Don't try and rob me a point. I'm on 0, mate. So the last question I got for you, Kylex Plays, is who was the first African to play in the Premiership?
First African. No idea.
Park Era, do you want to go?
Having a clue.
Peter Ndluvu.
Coventry player.
I believe so.
See, I know the players, I just don't know the firsts. Can we... This is the worst quiz ever, Super Swan.
Only because you've lost.
God damn it.
So that is the end of the quiz, and the final score is Park Era 3. Kylex Plays 1.
Well done, Parkera.
Parkera wins this quiz.
Good job. Make sure you get the quiz for next week, Parkera.
Oh, shit, that's right. I better make a note of that, eh?
Okay. Yeah, well done. I think if it had gone the other way, I think I would have probably won that. But it is the luck of the draw, and yeah, one of them. So well done, Pereira.
Good games, boys. Good games.
Yep. So, with that being the end of the quiz, it's time to where to find us. So, as the quiz meister, Swan can go first.
So, you can find me, Super Swan, on YouTube. Upload the Campus Champions every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Twitter, at SuperSwanYT. I'm doing some Twitch streaming as well every Saturday, which I've been going for 5 weeks now, which I'm quite surprised I've managed to do five streams in a row, really.
Stream over streak. On,
I know, right? twitch.tv/super_swan. Streaming some Final Fantasy IX over on there, so some classic RPG stuff. And I'm in the Discord as well, Super Swan. Drop me a message, say hi, throw abuse at me. Whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. I'm here to please you.
And okay. Chester.
Yeah, and obviously Chester.
Yeah. I had to get that in. Has to be a Chester.
I was going to try and make this the first episode without a mention, but, you know, anyway, too late.
That's another streak we've got going.
Yeah. Pakera, what about you?
Yeah, Pakera Games on, what is it, YouTube, Twitter, Pakera Games on Instagram as well, and on the Discord as just Pakera.
And I am Kylex Plays everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and also the Discord. So yeah, come and follow me and subscribe to me and all that fun stuff. And check out my content that's not just Football Manager. And yeah, with that said, that is all we've got time for. So again, reminder, review, rate, 5 stars, and with that being said, it is the end of the podcast, and it's a goodbye from me, goodbye from Super Swan,
draw,
and a goodbye from Parkera.
Kia kaha.
There it is. See you later, guys.